Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So today's article is all about staying in places, going on trips, booking trips with Airbnb. Now, I've stayed at some bed and breakfasts.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are basically hotels. They're normally like places people own, like houses.
It's kind of a big old private house that you turn into a little hotel.
Yeah, you have maybe a few rooms, maybe could be just two or three, could be more like seven or eight. And they will provide you with breakfast,
yes.
But that's really it. Otherwise, it's not so much a hotel as somebody's actual house.
Exactly, yeah.
I've stayed in some really good ones in Scotland.
Oh, really?
I always think of Scotland when I think of B&Bs, because when my father and my cousin and I were driving around, we stayed at a couple of places, and they were just really nice, really comfortable.
I liked them when I lived in England. The one thing I wasn't such a fan of as a kid, sharing a bathroom with some strangers.
Yeah.
To me, that was kind of weird. We're like, Mom, there's this big man in the bathroom. And she's like, well, you just have to wait.
Yeah.
And I thought that was weird as a kid. But, you know, as
I grew
up. It
takes getting used to,
It's a little strange.
When you've gone off to university, that whole thing, you get super
used
to it. So
that's right. You just have to respect people and not waste your time in the bathroom. But it's a lot cheaper than a fancier hotel.
It certainly is. And I think that's key in the minds of Tiffany and Laura, who are off on a trip. Let's read through today's article, find out where they're going and what they're going to do there.
Reading. Booking a room on Airbnb. Tiffany and Laura are planning their winter vacation. I just reserved our plane tickets to Tokyo. Now we just need to book a room.
I checked the hotel prices, and they are sky high.
Maybe we can rent a room using Airbnb. The price should be cheaper. Plus, maybe the owner can give us advice about what to see.
I'm not too crazy about staying at a stranger's house. He could turn out to be a real creep.
Don't worry. We'll choose a place with a good rating, so we know it's safe.
Okay, let's take a look at the listings. Ooh, this room here looks nice, and the price is quite reasonable.
I love it, but it's too far from the sights.
Okay. Here's another room that's not too bad. It's not perfect, but at least it's close to everything we want to see.
The comments on Airbnb say that the owner is pretty nice. I suppose we can give it a shot. Tiffany and Laura booked the room.
So we start off with some description. It's a conversation article.
Okay.
And we see Tiffany and Laura are planning their winter vacation.
Mm.
So they're off for a nice winter trip. Now, if I'm on a winter trip, I go somewhere hot and sunny. I try and get away from the cold weather.
That's right.
I'm not sure if that's what these guys are doing.
No, in Taiwan, it's often very hot and sunny, so people here like to go somewhere cold. They like to see snow or go skiing or things like that. Things as a Canadian person I would not do. On a holiday, but
day-to-day stuff.
If you live near the beach and it's sunny all the time, you might want to go to a mountain and experience some cold and snow. And it seems that's what they're doing this winter. They're going to head to Japan because obviously it's colder there than it is here. So Tiffany kicks off our conversation. In the dialogue, she says, I just reserved our plane tickets to Tokyo. And yes, if you're going to go somewhere, you would like to reserve a plane ticket. You would also maybe reserve a hotel room, right?
Exactly. Or tickets on a train. You could reserve all sorts of things.
Yeah.
It just means to book it in advance, sure you have it before you just turn up and
so you
get it.
You call in advance so that you can use it later on in the future.
Exactly. For example, Mark reserved a table at the restaurant for 6 p.m.
All right.
Okay. Now, we also say book.
Yes.
So we book a room, we book tickets.
Right.
And we see that in what Tiffany says next when she says, now we just need to book. book a room.
Oh, okay. So they've reserved their plane their plane tickets. They're going to book a room. As Pat mentioned, you could also say we need to reserve a room in the hotel. And Laura, well, she's already on that. She's already done a little bit of research. She says, I checked the hotel prices and they are sky high. Ooh, so they're looking at the more traditional, the big hotels that you can find all over the place. But yes, the prices can be expensive or they can be sky high. This is just a kind of more colorful way of saying that something is quite expensive because the sky, what we see up when we look outside, that blue with the clouds and the stars and stuff, is high. It's very high above our heads. So when something costs a lot, we often say the price is sky high or just it's sky high, basically meaning that it's, you know, way beyond what I can afford. It's a very high or expensive price. I guess if you're traveling around Christmas or New Year's, Chinese New Year, this is a problem. Prices go up because that's a popular time to take a holiday.
Sure. So Tiffany has a suggestion. Okay. She says,
stay home.
No.
Okay.
That would be silly. Maybe, she says, we can rent a room using Airbnb. Mm. Now, Airbnb, as I'm sure a lot of you guys know, is a website and it's an online marketplace for short-term property rentals, vacation homes, and so on. Now, it's not an actual hotel. Airbnb doesn't own these properties. Mm. It's just a website that connects people who own the properties with people who want to live in them for a short time and gives them a place where they can contact each other and also some kind of reliability and a rating system. So it's just an organizing website, but it's one way you go and go, okay, lots of other people have used this rather than just contacting them privately and kind of trusting to luck a little bit more.
Interesting. So the same way that a website like eBay lets anyone sell anything to other people on the internet, or Uber lets anyone turn their private car into a taxi, Airbnb can let you turn an extra room in your house or an extra apartment you might own into kind of like a hotel where people can rent it and you can make money and they can find a place to stay. And as Tiffany points out, one of the best things is, one of the reasons it's so popular, the price should be cheaper. Of course, you're not staying in a fancy hotel with all the staff and the restaurants and the swimming pool and all that stuff. So the price is lower or the price is cheaper. It won't be sky high like a hotel might be.
And another thing that makes Airbnb attractive, Tiffany mentions here, plus maybe the owner can give us advice about what to see.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, because if the owner isn't always still living there, but often they are, and if they are, they're probably locals, and they can tell you some good tips.
And if they're not there, you'll have their phone number, they might be able to pick you up at the airport, and they would give you lots of advice.
Yeah, now advice is a noun. Careful not to confuse it with the verb advise. The verb advise has the S, A-D-V-I-S-E. Advice as a noun has the C, A-D-V-I-C-E. And it is as a noun, it's suggestions about what a person should do in certain situations or circumstances. So if you're having a problem, you would go and ask someone for advice. Mm-hmm. If you didn't know where to go or didn't know where you could stay or what to do in a place, you go, okay, who can I ask for advice? Well, someone who lives there or has been there before. Here's an example. My friend Ellie always gives me good advice.
There you go. Of course, the idea is also you're finding someone who knows a bit more about this than you do, who has more experience. Maybe they're an older person, right? It's good to get advice from your parents or grandparents because they've lived longer, they've had more experiences. All right, so that's a good idea. Get advice on cool things to do in a new city from a local person. Now, Laura, I'm not sure she's so into this whole idea of staying at Airbnb. She's kind of like me, I'd have to say, because she says, I'm not too crazy about staying at a stranger's house. Yes, it is Airbnb. Yes, it is kind of like a hotel, but it's not a hotel. It's another person's home. It's a stranger's home. A stranger is a person you don't know, or maybe you just met them a few seconds ago. And she says she's not too crazy about this idea about staying at a stranger's house. If you're crazy about something, you love it. You think it's great. You think it's fantastic. If you're not crazy about something or not too crazy about it, you don't really like it. You don't think it's too fantastic. You're kind of worried about it, or certainly think that it's not the best idea. So basically, she's saying, I don't really want to stay at a stranger's house. I don't really like that idea. And she has a reason here.
Yeah, she says, he, the stranger, could turn out to be a real creep. Now, if something turns out, we use this phrase to say that it's true in the end or it proves to be the case. And it's often used when we're revealing the result or the truth of something we either didn't know before or if it goes against our expectations. Mm. So we think this guy is going to be okay. We think the stranger will be nice. It turns out he's a real creep. Mm. And a creep is a kind of strange and sometimes nasty person, just someone who makes you feel a bit uncomfortable and maybe a little bit afraid. Mm. You don't really want to be around them. You're not quite sure what their intentions are or what they might do.
That's right. If you're on the subway or the bus and some strange person is just staring at you all the time, you might feel, that guy's kind of a creep. Why is he staring at me? I don't even know him. It's someone who makes you feel uncomfortable or even a little bit scared. But Tiffany, I think she's got more experience with Airbnb, so she's trying to reassure Laura, make her feel a little bit better about this whole idea. So she says, don't worry, something you would say to a person who is worrying, who is not happy about something. You would say, hey, don't worry, or, you know, it's going to be okay. It won't be so bad. And then she points out something that they can do using Airbnb. We'll choose a place with a good rating so we know it's safe. Well, that's one of the things with these websites. You have to register, and if people stay there, after they go home, after they finish, you know, with their holiday, they'll leave a rating to let other people, travelers in the future, know if this is a good place or not. The same way people will give a rating for a restaurant or a movie or something. This is what I think. I'm giving this a little bit of advice to you.
Yeah, it's kind of a score usually, yeah, like 3 stars out of 5, yeah. 9 out of 10, something like that. Show how good or bad something is. For example, you could say this fancy hotel has a 5-star rating, which is pretty much the top mark.
That's right. Yeah. 5 stars out of 5 is very, very good.
Okay, so Laura says, okay, let's take a look at the listings. Mm-hmm. Okay, listing, what we mean by a listing is either a document or more usually these days a web page that lists all the available choices or options for a certain thing, and it's often the result of a search. So we could search for jobs and we get a listing of all the jobs in this particular area. Adverts can also be listings, people who are selling this or people who are using this, or a list of people who want to buy a particular thing. And these generally appear online or, in the older days, in newspapers and magazines. You might see a magazine with all the job listings for the local area or of all the motorbikes that are for sale or something like that. So what she means is they're going to look at all the different Airbnbs on the website that are in the right area for the right price and see which one looks the most reliable.
So there they are, gathered at the computer, looking at the screen at all these different places that they could stay with pictures and prices and all sorts of information. Laura notices one or sees one that she thinks is okay. She says, this room here looks nice, and the price is quite reasonable. So it's a nice picture. It looks clean, well decorated. You know, it looks like a kind of place she would feel comfortable in. And even better, the price is reasonable. When something is reasonable, this adjective basically means it's acceptable. It's within a range that you feel comfortable with. All right. So if you're going to buy a new pair of running shoes and there's one pair that seems to be around 1,000 NT and one pair that seems to be 10,000 NT, you might say, that second pair, that's not a very reasonable price for a pair of running shoes. I don't want to spend that much. So, you know, the $1,000 pair of running shoes is more acceptable. It's kind of in that range, that price that you would feel comfortable spending and buying. For example, we could say the plane tickets were available at a reasonable price, so I bought them. It was something I could afford. I thought, hey, good price, I'll take it.
Yeah, so this place, reasonable price, looks nice. Tiffany says, I love it, but it's too far from the sites.
Ah, location.
Yeah. Now, when we say the sites or just sites, we mean places of interest, especially to visitors. And we can also use it to describe a thing worth seeing. We usually use the plural sites. So that's where we get the word sightseeing. You go to see the sites. You go to see the interesting buildings, the beautiful parks, the famous shops and restaurants, all the things that you'd find in a guidebook, which says you should check this out. You can try I here? And so on. So here, this hotel or this Airbnb seems good, but it's too far away from where all the interesting things are.
Mm.
They might have to spend an hour on the subway every day just to get to where they want to be.
That would be a little bit far from the sights. Here in Taipei, of course, the sights might be Taipei 101, the mm-hmm. National Palace Museum, Chiang Kai-shek Memorial. You know, the types of places most tourists would want to see. So looking at some other places there, Laura notices another one. She says, okay, here's another room that's not too bad. So again, nice room, reasonable price. And it seems to be better in terms of being close to the sights too, because Laura adds, it's not perfect, but at least it's close to everything we want to see. It's close to the sights.
Yeah, and so you have to make sacrifices.
Sure.
You're not going to get everything.
No.
Perfect location, perfect price, perfect size of room. So you have to give up something. Now, Tiffany then checks some of the ratings, like we saw earlier, and she says the comments on Airbnb say that the owner is pretty nice, which is good. You definitely want a nice guy. That sounds good.
People
have stayed there. They've had good experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, I suppose we can give it a shot.
Hmm.
Here we're using suppose. It's a verb. And it's used to make a suggestion or a guess about something, or to show you believe something might be true, even though you don't have enough or any real evidence. So here she's saying, yeah, I suppose so. I think it looks okay. I'm going to guess, even though we don't have full proof, that this is going to be worthwhile. For example, I want to go to the park, but I suppose we can always go to the movies if it rains. So she's kind of making a suggestion there, like, okay, if it rains, we'll go here. If it's not, we'll go here. I suppose we can do this. That's my suggestion.
That's right. If someone says, I suppose, they're kind of agreeing with you, but not 100%. They're like, okay, you know, that kind of feeling. So, but they're definitely going to go along with the plan. And here, Tiffany supposes that they can give it a shot. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to take a gun or a bow and arrow and shoot anyone. No, if you give something a shot, you're giving it a try. You're taking a little bit of a chance, but you're willing to do it, all right? So someone says, you know, suggest something that you wouldn't naturally want to do, but they're like, come on, it'll be fun. You say, oh, I suppose I can give it a shot. Like, I guess I'll try if you really want to make you happy. Yeah, so to give something a shot is our shortcut for you. Let's find out more about it, and then we'll be back to wrap things up.
Shortcut for you.
Yum.
Oh no, I think the food you're eating has gone bad.
What? Oh no, it's supposed to smell like that. It's stinky tofu.
That doesn't sound very good.
Well, have you ever tried it?
Actually, no.
Why don't you?
I guess I could give it a shot.
Whoa, you don't have to shoot it if you don't like it. Just stop eating it.
What? No, I'm not talking about that. To give it a shot means to try it.
All right, so to give it a shot means 试一试.
You got it. Oh, yum! This is the best bubble tea I have had yet.
Oh, I'll give it a shot.
Oops, just drink it all.
Rude.
Okay, so welcome back,
mm-hmm.
and we're almost actually finished with today's article, because after Tiffany says we can give it a shot,
mm-hmm.
we see that Tiffany and Laura book the room. So, they've booked it, they're going ahead, they're going to Japan.
That's it.
We'll find out what happens when they get there tomorrow. Right now, it's time for our For You Chat question. So our question is, would you feel comfortable using Airbnb? Why or why not? What do you reckon? You're not sure?
I don't like the idea.
I'm a bit unsure myself.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because you have to put more trust in it, and it's mm-hmm. not a hotel, because mm-hmm. if it's a hotel, there's somebody you can talk to or mm-hmm.
That's
kind of
true.
Complain to, and you don't feel bad about like moving out after one night if it's
yeah.
terrible kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what to expect
in a hotel?
Yeah.
A little bit more. And I would just feel uncomfortable because it's not my home. It's someone else's home. You know, mm-hmm. and even if I'm staying with my good friends, after two or three days, I start to feel like I'm kind of in their way taking up their space. And, you know, whereas in a hotel, I'm paying for it. And the other thing I think personally is that in a hotel, my money is giving people jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the people who work in the hotel get jobs out of it. And whereas in Airbnb, you know, I just think hotels are, they make me more comfortable.
Yeah.
I think. But I can absolutely see if you're trying to save your money and you're trying to make your travel dollars go as far as possible, Airbnb is a great option.
Yeah, I do like the review system and the rating system.
Yeah.
And Airbnb does seem to have ways that if something goes a bit wrong, you can contact Airbnb and they can, you know, make them aware of a problem and say, you know, this person misrepresented themselves, you know, they didn't tell the truth. So there is a certain amount of policing, but mm-hmm. I would say I'd probably only use it if I was completely stuck for hotels in
That's
a particular
true.
Area.
And in certain places, the hotels are very expensive.
Oh, yes.
Very hard to find an empty room. So Airbnb is a good option to have, at least.
Okay. Well, let's see if Laura and Tiffany get lucky with their Airbnb in tomorrow's. But today we're finished. So we'll say see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Booking a room on Airbnb. Tiffany and Laura are planning their winter vacation. I just reserved our plane tickets to Tokyo. Now we just need to book a room.
I checked the hotel prices, and they are sky high.
Maybe we can rent a room using Airbnb. The price should be cheaper. Plus, maybe the owner can give us advice about what to see.
I'm not too crazy about staying at a stranger's house. He could turn out to be a real creep.
Don't worry. We'll choose a place with a good rating, so we know it's safe.
Okay. Let's take a look at the listings. Ooh, this room here looks nice, and the price is quite reasonable.
I love it, but it's too far from the sights.
Okay. Here's another room that's not too bad. It's not perfect, but at least it's close to everything we want to see.
The comments on Airbnb say that the owner is pretty nice. I suppose we can give it a shot. Tiffany and Laura booked the room.
Vocabulary review.
Reserve. I've reserved a table for two at the restaurant for this Friday at 6 p.m. Advice. Ned's father gave him a lot of advice about how to become a better person. Rating. This website includes ratings that people have given the company's products. Reasonable. It's reasonable to sell this camera for a high price, as it's in perfect condition. Suppose. If it rains on Saturday, then I suppose, instead of going to the park, we can go to the movies.